Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of Yahweh. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with the uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Psalm 119, section Aleph, the very first letter in the Hebrew Aleph Bet, not Alpha Bet, Aleph Bet. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever. I am Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio, with the exception of a day like today, which happens to be, what, a day where we bring you a special edition in the Knowledge Suite, hallelujah, on most F days, hallelujah. Depending on how things go, my beloved brothers and sisters, we may come on at least 5 nights a week. I don't know yet. We're going to really strive to get to that particular, what, platform or that particular setting, so to speak, or get on that level. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, as you know, we have been on the subject of tithing, and we have learned and we have established some very important things about tithing. We know that the tithing that Yahweh gave, he gave these tithes unto the sons of Aharon, unto the sons of Levi, Lawi, okay? That he commanded all the other 11 tribes to pay the tithes that belong specifically now, specifically to the Levites in the place where Yahweh chose to place his name. And, of course, we've established this by the word now, not by our conjecture, not by our thought process or what we think or what we feel. No, we went to the word and showed you. If you didn't listen to those archives, go back and listen to them. It is on the subject of tithing. Yes, when you go into the Blog Talk and go into the Knowledge Suite, hallelujah, it's very easy to navigate to the archives. It's not difficult at all. It'll pull up all of them from the time I started back in 2008 up until now. And I praise Yah for all these years, hallelujah, being here in the Knowledge Suite, hallelujah. Shout out to Queen Naya, who was the person, the woman responsible for me even getting into Blog Talk Radio, for not being selfish and sharing with this Brother Yirmiyahu, hallelujah, because I did some of her segments for her as well. But then she was the one that introduced me to this platform and told me that, hey, you can do this. And I've been in love with it and fell in love with it then, and I'm still in love with it and still doing it unto this very day. So shout out to you, Queen Naya. Hallelujah. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, like I say, we were discussing tithes. You know, we talked about this place, hallelujah, which is what? We have identified the city that Yah chose to place his name as being the city of Yerushalayim. Yes, you know, referred to as Jerusalem. But, of course, you know by now there are no J's in the Hebrew Aleph Bet system. No J's, nothing that even sound like a J. So the name of the city could not have been Jerusalem, because Jer is not Yah's name. His name is Yah. Hallelujah. Yerushalayim. Okay? And we were instructed to bring our tithes there, to put them into a storage facility, a giant, huge, humongous storage facility called a storehouse, which is the same as a warehouse. Yah told us, remember, to bring the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in thy house. Meat. Meat not literally meaning just meat from cattle, so to speak, or the animals that were slaughtered and taken care of by the Levites, okay? But meat representing food. And we even showed you what the tithe consisted of, the increase, whether it be of your cattle, whether it be of the corn you grew, or crops, or fruits. Yes, this is what, see, the Levites had to be sustained. They had to eat, brothers and sisters, okay? And in the three-year tithe, which was called the annual tithe, the fatherless and the widow and the stranger, meaning the foreigner, was brought there and invited. What? They were invited in on the feast. On the what? Of the, in other words, it was a system of welfare, welfaring, so that one could what? Fare well. Look at this. Meaning what? Go, so that one would not go without, at least without not eating. Now, I'm going to explain to you and bring you some more information about where, about the storehouse. It was more than one storehouse now. Because the storehouse was a part of what? All Middle Eastern culture anyway, what they call Middle East. Let me just go on and say Eastern. Eastern Akibalan, not Africa. Land of the black skin. The Egyptians did this, okay? The Phoenicians, who were there before anyone, they did it. Hallelujah. The Ethiopians. See what I'm saying? And I'm going to show you all this. I'm going to share this with you. But I want to bring some more information in about this storehouse. See, here's what you have to understand, the reason why this was given to the Levites. Because these brothers had great responsibilities. Even when the meat was brought into the storehouse, like we explained last time, see, the Levites were even responsible for slaughtering the meat, slaughtering the animals, and doing what? Properly preparing the animals to be consumed, to be eaten. Because remember, we have a law where Yah told us not to eat the blood of the animal. Well, the Levites had a very sophisticated system of slaughtering that meat and soaking that meat in a salt water solution where they were able to soak all of the blood out of the meat. The meat was totally bloodless. Okay? They prepared the meat for those who brought the meat there to be prepared. But see, what the Levites would do, they would soak this meat in vessels called flesh pots. Flesh pots, okay? And they used flesh hooks while the meat was soaking, and when it was done being koshered, okay, or made kosher. Kosher is simply a Hebrew word that means proper. See, you hear that word all the time, kosher this, kosher that, kosher hot dog, you know, and which really under the quote, ish, the Jewish individuals, okay, that's not kosher. You can't have kosher meat with sodium nitrates and all this other mess into it and then slap a so-called kosher symbol on it. For example, for example, the so-called Hebrew National Hot Dog. They're very good hot dogs, but one thing they have in them that definitely is not kosher is sodium nitrate. Sodium nitrate is not good for your body. It's poison, okay? Sodium nitrates, any kind of nitrates, any kind of food additive. See, the Levites did not add no additives to any of the meats or any of the food. See, they also made sure that the fruits and the vegetables were kosher, proper. Properly prepared for consumption according to the Hebrew law. Because remember now, we're not ordinary people. We are a kingdom of priests and kings and queens and princes and princesses unto the Most High. In other words, we're royal. So you cannot be and do what the other nations do. Because why? Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. We were created to be not equal to, but above, not below, above all people that are on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. And right now, at this very moment, I'm only talking to Hebrews, okay? I'm not talking to those who, the minute they get this information, they run to their buddy and, well, you know, I disagree with him. I don't care about all that. You can disagree till the cows come home, okay? I'm just letting you know. I don't stress over your disagreeing with me. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and my sisters. I'm just here, like I told you all before, and I tell you quite often, I'm just here to deliver the message. That's it. Do with it whatever you please. Hallelujah. But let me give you some further information on these warehouses. Now, I told you the responsibility of these Levites. So they didn't have time to do nothing but do what? Tend to the tabernacle duties. Then they even what? They even were responsible for making sure that the food was proper. This was a 24/7 obligation. Of course, yes, they rested on Shabbat, what is commonly called Sabbath, but it's Shabbat in Hebrew. They rested on the Shabbat as we were all commanded to do. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters, let me give you some more insight information on these warehouses, on other warehouses. See, beside the warehouse that was in Jerusalem, there were other warehouses that stored other items. Let me give you a breakdown of what this is about. But mainly, our main focus was on the tithe of the Maasar, the tenth, that was paid unto Levi. As a matter of fact, look at that word, Maasar. See, remember when the white man tried to make us call him master, what did we say? Maasar. Well, they were speaking Hebrew. You know, that's a derivative of tenth, Maasar. See, Maasar. The things we don't know, but praise Yah, the seals are off the book, and we are what? We are learning. Hallelujah. Let me give you some further insight on this warehouse, because we're coming back again on the M Day now. We're going to still be on this, because I have even some more things, even to show you the New Testament tricks that they put over there, and they don't hit tithing this hard. They hit it very lightly, but they got some tricks, and I'm going to show you what the tricks are over there in the new book in reference to tithing. But notice, your preachers and your religious leaders and your religious institutions always run to this book, to our book, to do what? To try to justify their what? Taking of tithes. Hallelujah. Now, you know, when you deal with the word storehouse, hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters, it is the rendering of several original terms, one of them meaning a treasury. Treasury now. A treasury. But not a bank. No. See, this is what a lot of preachers who have studied a little bit on this try to use as justification, and a lot of your Hebrew groups do too, as to saying, well, you know, it's not just food that you can store up in a storehouse. True, that happened when we were living in our land, you know, because there are some scriptures that we can verify the fact of where storehouses were in reference to treasury as well. But see, this was not where the Levites' substance was stored, because all different storehouses were all throughout all the coast of Israel. But this one that was imported to Yah, where he told us to bring the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat, foods, meat in my house. See, that's different from the ones I'm getting ready to tell you and show you and explain to you and expound upon. All right, just for the conservation of time, we're going to 1 Chronicles chapter 27. We're going to start reading at verse 25. Now listen at this and observe very carefully and closely. And over the king's treasures was Asmaveth, the son of Adiel. And over the storehouses now. Now, these are different storehouses, but look what was stored in these. And over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles was Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work of what? Of the field for tillage of the ground was Ezra, the son of Shelib. Now look at this. These are different storehouses and different people being over these different storehouses. And over the vineyards was Shimeah, the Rahamathite. Over the increase of the vineyards, increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shipmite. And over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baal Hanan, the what? The Gerarite. Gittite, and over the sellers of oil was Joash. Look at this. These are different. These are different people being over what? Over different storehouses, like we just mentioned when we read the very first verse here. The first sentence in verse 25, verse 29, and over the herds. Now see, all these different storehouses stored different things. And over the herds that fed in Sharon was Shitrah, the Sharonite, and over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adlah, and over the camels also was Abil the Ishmaelite, and over the asses was what? Yediah, the Meronothite, and over the flocks was Yaziz, the Hagarite, and all these were rulers of the substance now, which was King Dawes. Over these was the substance that belonged to King David, King Dawes. And Jonathan, Dawes' uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. Now, see, you thought the scribes, so-called scribes and Pharisees. Now, you don't see Pharisees over here in our book, but you do see scribes. What are scribes? They were the writers. They scribbled, wrote down on the what? On the parchment, okay? And Yehelia, the son of Hakmoni, was the king's sons. And Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai, the archite, was the king's companion. And Ahithophel was what? Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. I just did that and went there to show you how, hallelujah, different storehouses were used for different things, for storing up different things, see? But again, these are separate from the main storehouse that was in what? Yerushalayim, as you can see. King Dawid had several storehouses that he stored up different things, you know? Precious metals, gold, silver, bronze, iron, all those things were kept in storehouses. See, because why? This is where the Europeans copied warehouses from. The storehouses are warehouses. In other words, facilities that you store things in, you know, so that you can what? Be amply supplied, have it at your disposal. See, instead of having to just at the spur of the moment go and mine the fields for gold or for silver or copper, bronze, whatever, You do the mining, but you store them up in a storehouse. See? Hallelujah, my beloved brother. See how they've made something very simple into something very complicated and religious when it had nothing to do with any of that. Hallelujah. And see, okay, again, back over to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Well, what? It is a receptacle for provisions. A receptacle for provisions. Now, back over to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Bring ye the tithes into the storehouse. This is that particular storehouse that was being referred to, in which the Levites had charge of, okay? That there may be meat in thine house. Food, in other words. Hallelujah. And prove me now herewith, saith Yahweh, Sabaoth, Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now see, storehouses will continue to be running over. See? Wouldn't have had room in the storehouses or anywhere to receive the blessing by being what? Obedient unto Yah. Yah commanded obedience, my beloved brothers and sisters. When we obeyed him, we were what? Very well blessed. Highly blessed. Blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's another place we need to go to just for the conservation of time to prove this thing about warehouses being used in certain provinces. Now, this is in Genesis chapter 41, where it has to do with Joseph being in the house of Pharaoh. okay, and interpreting Pharaoh's dream for him. And read this whole chapter in your spare time, so and read chapter 42 in its entirety as well, so you can get the entire gist of what is transpiring at this particular time in antiquity. Okay, now just to skip down, just for the conservation of time, hallelujah, look at this. Now this is after Yosef had already interpreted the dream for Pharaoh, letting him know that what in Egypt there was going to be 7 years of plenteous harvest and everything, and yet was going to be followed by 7 years of famine. Whereas it won't be what? There won't be anything going on because Yah brought a famine upon the land. But he blessed Egypt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 32, there's a Genesis chapter 31, chapter 41, verse 32. And for that the dream was doubled on the Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by Elohim, and El will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. Now, here's Joseph giving him instructions on how to deal with the famine. First of all, how to deal with the what? The years of prosperity first. Okay? And let them gather all the food of those good years that come. Gather the food now. And lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store in the storehouse to the land against the 7 years of famine. In other words, put this up because the famine is coming, and let these goods be put up against the famine that's coming, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the spirit of Elohim is? And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, for as much as Elohim has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Look at this. This man was in prison now, hadn't done nothing. Haven't done anything. But yet, because of the precious what? Gift and ability to interpret dreams and to interpret them accurately, they come to pass. As this brother interpreted the thing and told the person that dreamed the dream, the interpretation, not only did he tell them what they dreamed, but he told them what the dream meant. He gave them an interpretation. But just to show you how storehouses were used, see, there were storehouses used in this particular time that are what? Because look at what was happening. Yosef had already told Pharaoh that the dream, Yah showed him in the dream what was going to be fall Egypt. Mizraim, his proper name, the proper name of the land, Mizraim, one of Noah's grandsons, okay? My beloved brothers and my beloved sisters, he stored up what? He instructed Pharaoh to store up in storehouses all of his food stuff to feed not only Egypt, but if you read on, you'll see where even our people, the Israelites, who live right next door to our first cousins, the Egyptians, the sons of Mizraim, the Mizraimites, okay, our people had to go there to purchase food because famine hit the land of Israel as well. But look at that, the man that everybody talked about, kicked around, even his own family betrayed him, wind up being a man in charge to do what? To sell food unto the nations, including Israel. Read it. It's a very wonderful, wonderful what? Time in our antiquity. This is not a story. This is a real event. See, we don't have stories. We have things that have happened in our past, that's happening now in our present, and things yet to happen in our future. But that's just to give you an example of storehouses, various storehouses or warehouses, as they call them nowadays, being used throughout that particular dispensation of time. Now, in reference to it being a granary or a granary, this, you know, like a barn, so to speak, Proverbs chapter 3, verses what? Verses 9 and 10. Look at this. Proverbs 3, verse 9. Honor Yahweh with thy substance now, and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns, facilities for storing all these first fruits, okay, and increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Now, this is where you, where what, storehouses are used in terms of storing granary or granary, you know, sealed substance. See, even in parts of the judgment of this place that's called America, which is part of Babylon, we even find in Jeremiah chapter 50, hallelujah, starting at verse 26, where Yah orders the destroyers that shall come to Babylon, and that came to Babylon the past as well, to do what? Verse 26, come against her from the utmost border. Open her storehouses. In other words, they call them warehouses. Open her storehouses. Cast her up as heaps and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Notice, he's ordering the nation. Yes, they, when they come here, they're going into the warehouses. They're going to destroy, empty all the warehouses, all the stuff they got stored up in them. Yes. See, again, I'm just bringing you further enlightenment on storehouses, what they're used for, and to take what? The religious element out of something that is really very, very simple. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Hallelujah. You see, our brothers, the Egyptians, as they are called, they had storehouses for stuffs and jewels, gold, preserved fruits, grain, liquors, armor, provisions, and all that stuff. See what I'm saying? Their grain stores or storehouses had only two openings, one top for pouring in the grain, another for the ground level for drawing it out. For the security and management of these, there were employed troops of porters, storekeepers, look at this, accountants, primates, not monkeys now. They just call primates. Those are people that are responsible for certain duties and responsibilities in regard to the storehouses or warehouses. Who what? They were superintendents, see? Who superintended the works, record keepers, and directors. Great nobles coveted the administration of storehouses. And even the sons of kings did not think it derogatory to their dignity to be what? Entitled directors of the granaries, okay? Or directors of the armory, because they kept armament as well as other substances in these storehouses. Now, again, my beloved brothers and sisters, bring ye the tithes into the storehouse, the main storehouse located in Yerushalayim, the only city authorized by the Most High Yah. Praise Yah for these tithes to be brought into. Now, on this coming M day, I'm going to continue. I'm going to go back in some of the other books and show you the exceptions that were made to bring in tithes, hallelujah, into a storehouse outside of Yerushalayim. But guess what? The priests, the Levites, were still there. Yes. And they were identified. It was no guesswork. Like us trying to go through now and try to figure out who the Levite is, still not going to work here, though. It's not going to work here. So that's no justification. No justification for you brothers who are over so-called Hebrew camps, Hebrew congregations, to be telling these people to bring their tithes to you to go stick in a bank account somewhere. That's not tithing. That's just simply what? An offering to help you with the expenses of running your organization. But you cannot call it no tithe because they are not tithing. And I don't care how you try to twist it, how you try to screw it up, how you try to make it be what you want it to be, it is not tithing. So don't come here with all these lies, okay? Just tell the people the truth. Hey, man, I need y'all help. You know, light bills. Hallelujah, got utilities, water bill, got utilities, man. You know, got to pay what? The rental of the place. If you're renting it, come on. I need some help with this. But do not tell them, come on, pay 10% of your tithe because I need your help to help keep this hole in the wall going. No, sir. No, ma'am. No, sir. No way. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure sharing with you in this special edition here in the Knowledge Suite. Just to what? To bring enlightenment to you. That's all I'm doing. I'm just sharing. I share because I care. I share because I care. Is it an easy job? No. Because more, a great large percentage of the listeners don't even agree with it. So I'm not offended. But I just praise Yah for at least, even the ones who agree and disagree, at least you got some type of interest in it, or else it wouldn't draw you here. Well, we're going to get on out of here, and join me again here, if it be Yah's will, in the Knowledge Suite this coming M-Day as we bring forth more enlightenment and information. May Yah bless you, you and yours. Shalom, shalom, shalom.